This is Fresh Air. Singer-songwriters Jason Isbell and Rodney Crowell have new albums, and our rock critic Ken Tucker thinks comparing the two can help explain the excellence of each. Isbell's album, with his band The 400 Unit, is called Weather Vanes. Crowell's album, recorded with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy as producer, is called The Chicago Sessions. Ken says they represent two generations of performers stretching the boundaries of their musical genre to express tough-minded personal revelations.
Can be alone, or can I sit with you a while? I don't want to be a stranger anymore, and you won't even have to smile. We can talk about the rain.
Both Jason Isbell and Rodney Crowell are literary-minded Southerners. Isbell from Alabama, Crowell from Texas, who wear their bookish influences lightly. They made their reputations on vivid metaphors and autobiography a listener can recognize as universal. Their new albums avoid the slickness that polished singer-songwriters can fall into. Isbell, for example, is very consciously scuffing up the polish in his writing to give it a roughness that's energetic and eloquent.
Baby, how do you end up here?
Isbell's album, Weather Vanes, features songs about school shootings and opioid addiction. But he roots his anguish in a kind of stubborn optimism that better times are possible if we each connect with people to effect collective changes. This sense of responsibility shines through on one of the best songs here, Middle of the Morning.
Well, I've tried to open up my window. Let the light come in. I step outside in the middle of the morning and in the evening again. Yes, I've tried to be grateful for my devils and call them by their names. But I by the middle of the morning, I need someone to blame. No, you're scared of me.
Where Isbell's Weather Vanes sounds like a new attempt to describe the world around him with unsentimental honesty and precision, Crowell's Chicago Sessions sounds like an old pro who's realized he has a few more hard-won life lessons to share. Crowell released his debut album in 1978, a year before Jason Isbell was born. Nevertheless, there's a youthful lilt in his voice when he swoops into the chorus of a beautiful song such as Lovin' You is the Only Way to Fly.
Can't find the strength to stand alone. Can't seem to find my way back home. I felt so far, so deep.
The harmony vocal there is from co-writer Sarah Buxton. You can never tell at what moment in a career a musician will strike a new vein of inspiration, but this is one of those moments for Rodney Crowell. He's made one of the most open, least self-conscious albums of his career, recording songs full of generosity and gratitude toward the people in his life.
Old wounds
from God only knows when. Doing us both in is a hard way to go. And here's what I know. You're supposed to be feeling good now. Everybody said you would. Did you ever wonder why? It all comes down to one big lie. You're supposed to be in your prime now. You're not supposed to be wasting your time. Feeling like you're down and down over someone like me. Soulmate.
While they compose lyrics like folk songwriters and fill out their melodies like rock and rollers, Isbell and Crowell are both Americana guys, in two senses. Americana is the commercial genre they slot into most comfortably, and their subjects are classically American, about embracing small-d democratic notions of both independence and community. In their separate ways, these new albums offer fresh examples of what we all have in common, of what unites us.
Ken Tucker reviewed two albums by Rodney Crowell and Jason Isbell. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interview about the final episode of HBO's Succession with the show's creator Jesse Armstrong and executive producer Frank Rich, or our interview with Michael Waldman about the far-reaching rulings of the conservative supermajority on the U.S. Supreme Court, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And for a behind-the-scenes look at our show and for suggestions from our producers, subscribe to our free newsletter. You'll find a link on our website, whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our senior producer today is Teresa Madden. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.